We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, a new Mishnah, going weiter in the different averis that are chayiv skila. Habaal azachur, someone's baal azachur is chayiv skila, baal habeima, va'isha mivias behema, on her is also all these things are skila. Now, the pasuk says that both the behema and the person are both chayiv skila. That's the pasuk says before. And Shaul, why would the behema be chayiv skila? That's the mishnah is bothering. The lashon of the mishnah is it says the lashon of the pasuk is isha shitim shchata behema moishumas v'esa behema taroigu. There's one pasuk. There's another pasuk also that says that they both died. The two psukim that say that both the human and the behema both died. Both get a skila. Shaul is ma'adim chayte. If a person did a avera gets skila, understand? But behema machata. How is behema chayiv in mitzvahs? Chayiv in skila? What's up? It's supposed to oinish. Ella takanat. It's takanat a kapara for behema. It's not the varat. The varat is like this. Two pshatim in the Mishnah. Ella fishu bala adam takala al yada. Fikham akas of the sakal. Since this behema caused a michshal, a stumbling block for the person, therefore the behema gets skila. And the Tiferes Yisrael adds on because we don't want someone else to stumble with this behema. Therefore, we kill him. Kill the behema. Another pshat is that this behemoth will be a cloin, will be embarrassment for the person who did the avera. Then we'll walk around and say, this behemoth was the takala for that person for the avera. And therefore, we have two pshatim why we kill the behemoth, either because of michshol or because of cloin. We'll see that it is an afkamina. For example, by a goy, we're going to see the Gemara Dafnun Hayam Aleph, something we'll see when we learn the Gemara Dafnun Hayam Aleph. Zot the Gemara. Zachar Manalam. How do you know that for a zachar yechayev skila? The Tanur Rabbanan. We went to the Braisa. In the pasuk it says ve'ish asher yishkav as zachar mishkav ve'isha ta'eva asu shneim moisu musud meyem bam. So again, it says meyem bam. Here we read a little hint that why no skila. So the pasuk says ish prat lekatan has to be dafka gadol asher yishkav as zachar ben gadol ben katan. The zachar, which means the passive partner, is ben gadol ben katan. Say if he's a gadol say katan, the one who's the aggressive partner will be chayiv misa for this. And ben gadol ben katan. We'll see in the Gemara that lav dafka katan has to be a certain age, either 9 or 3. Machlokes in the Gemara on the bottom of Nedarim Beis. Hopefully we'll get there today. Mishkave isha magal chal kasev shnei mishkaves beisha. This teaches us that there are two mishkaves beisha. And we'll spend this in a second after Shir Bishmal. Amr Bishmal, Hareza ba l'lmoid v'nimtza l'lmeid. Which means like this. It's teaching us that if someone's mezana with a ish, it's in any case, kadarka shloi kadarka. Now, it's not negay for Zachar, because Zachar doesn't have any kadarka. So therefore, must be teaching us that a isha, that for a isha, a person is chayiv, sai kadarka, so shloi kadarka. So it says here by Zachar Mishkevei Isha, and it's coming to teach us legabe Isha. Like look at the bottom rash. Nimsis lomad lemishkev Zachar leitzrich krad lepshit lechom mishkev Zachar shloi kedarku lahay mishkevei laashminan osa da abal Isha bein kedarka bein shloi kedarka is chay. That's what Mishkevei Isha teaches us. Omra Mishmo as Rebbe Lam votz lomid moisum sum means v'skila atoyim v'skila ini lebachas gomitz sum misam retoyim means different misa may misa chenek namakam demayim bam nem ba v'yedoyim demayim bam malah halom v'skila zok dira skila afka and v'skila. So you see that this didn't skila on top of my base oinish shemanu. So we know from this pasuk there's an oinish for someone who is over a mishkav zachar. How do you know azara? Where's the warning? Menayin tamaloymar ve'ez zachar loisishkav mishkavei isha te'evehi. So lemanu azara l'shoichiv. This is the isra for the shoichiv. Azara l'nishkav menayin. How do you know the nishkav is also also has azara? Now for the oinish we do have for nishkav because the pasuk says ta'eva asu shnei amoysim asu. It's both of them did the isra. So therefore oinish you know for both of them. Where's the azara? Where's the warning for the nishkav for the passive one menayin? Obviously they're doing a bedas or b'shoichiv whatever it is. There's a isra of not by oinus, there's a chiyuv chadas or a chiyuv misa skila for the nishkav. Now where's the azara for that? Tamaloymar lo yehi. You need a law for that. You need a warning. Tamaloy lo yehi kadosh from Bnei Yisrael. You should not be a kadosh. And how you know kadosh means mishkav zachar? But Omar, there's another pasuk in Melachim. V'gam kadosh yeh be'aretz osu kechol ata'avais hagoyim asher Hashem Bnei Yisrael. So it says dear loshen ta'eva by the word Kaddish. So now, Lo Yi Kaddish means Te'eva. What is Te'eva? Mishkav Zachar. So it comes out, Lo Yi Kaddish is a lav on Eloy Kaddish is a lav for the Nishkav. So it comes out, the Sheikhev, the is the lav is Lois Vesachar Lois Ishkav. And for the Nishkav, the lav is Eloy Kaddish. Remember those two lavim, that's what comes out by a Sheikhev and Nishkav. The Rabbi Shmuel.
Don't we have a universal halacha that you can't get an Oynish unless you have Azor?
Right.
Why did always
Gemara
people
what,
know that where's the
Hazor? No, the one wants to win the Pasuk. Usually it's first Pasuk. So here's, where's the Pasuk? Exactly what we want to do.
I'm saying, you have a universal...
There's no universal lav. Where's the lav? You have to have a lav. Exactly what you said. There's universal halacha is you need an Einish and a Hazara. Where is the Hazara? That's what we're saying. This is the Hazara of Zlo Yeh Kaddish. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Imer, you don't need that. I have a different Pasuk. Ein Etzarach. The same Pasuk you read twice. It reads two ways. You also can read it loisis shachev, and therefore it means loisishkav, which means the sheichev, and loisis shachev means the nishkav, and therefore you learn out both halachas of the lav. Lav, so it comes out the difference is like this. According to Rabbi Kiva, lav is from the same pasuk. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's two pasukim, loy kadosh and loisis shachev. That is zachar. Now, Behemoth have the same thing. You have to have the Sheikhev, the Nishkav, and the Einish Nazar. You have to have the same thing, all four things. But basically, eight different things we need. Because four by Zachar, which we took care of already. Now we need by Behemoth. Behemoth and Olam. Tana Melon, the Raisa. The Pasuk says, by Behemoth, the Ish, Ashitin, Shchafta, the Behemoth, Mois, Shumas, the Behemoth, Taraygu. That's what it says by the Einish of a Behemoth. So Ish, Prat, Lakaton, that has to be a Golg, Bechayev, Ashitin, Shchafta, the Behemoth, Behemoth, Gedoyla, Behemoth, Tana. Which means by Behemoth, which we real, Sai Gedor, Sai Tana, makes a difference how old the Behemoth is. Either way, there's an Isser, Chi of Skila, no matter what. Which is different than by Adam. The Adam, the Nishkav, has to be either 9 or 3. We'll see in the Gemara later on. But Behemoth, Begdor, Begtana, Mois Yumos means Beskila. Atayim Beskila, you know, Lebachas, Komis, Summertime, maybe something else, maybe it's Chenek, Nemakamon, Nemakan. Here, till now we had always rushed to the man bomb, but here doesn't say the man bomb. So Nemakan Taroigu, it says here, Ves Behemoth Taroigu, Venemal Halon, it says, Kihorig Taragenu, it says by a Mesis, Kihorig Taragenu, that's the Lashon there, and there we know Mal Halon, there we know Beskila, by a Mesis first, that Skila, Afkan Beskila. So this is the makar for the oinish of the sheichev that he gets skila, because it says first ish ashitin shchafta behemah ma'isumas. So oinish of sheichev we know the manu oinish of sheichev we know that oinish l'nishkav minol and hey no the oinish for the nishkav tamaloymar. It says in the pasuk like this, which is extra pasuk. The pasuk says it's in parashat Mishpatim called sheichev in behemah. What's it teaching us? We already know the oinus of Sheikh. We just had the pasuk. We don't need to psukim. Main inland Sheikhiv, through inland Ishkav. So it comes out the oinus, the makar for oinus is a different pasuk. The pasuk is Kosheikh Behemoisumas. Lamanu oinus, Bainla Sheikhiv and Ishkav. We have two psukim. Azaram 9, where's the warning for the Sheikh and Ishkav Behema? Tamalaymar, the warning is this pasuk. V'chol behema loisitin shchavtcha l'tamba v'ich loisam l'fnei behema l'rava tamahu. Says klar that loisitin shchavtcha means you should not be sheichim with a behema. But now, how do you know da azara fanishkav? So l'nishkav and I hainu nishkav. Tamalaymar, the same pasuk we mentioned before. Lo yikadosh mei Yisrael va'omer v'gam kadosh yeh ba'aretz, which means that Kadesh, Yivar says Ta'eva is Kadesh. Lo Yekadesh is Ta'eva. And now what we said before, Zoch is Ta'eva. So we're saying also, Behemoth must be Ta'eva. The problem is, what's bothered by Rashi and Tosfos, it doesn't say the word Ta'eva by Behemoth. It says Tevelhu. It doesn't say Ta'eva. So Rashi did a maskul, Ta'eva is a great, but before this question, and he says, Hainam Yitavei Seimu, the Ksiv Parashat Arayis, Ki es kol ha-Ta'eva Se'ilu Osu Anshi Oretz. Which really means first to all Arayis. Frank Tosfos, the second about half Tosfos, he brings down Rashi's pshat and he says, the Ksiv of Parashat Arayis is called Tevas, and call Arayis now the Chayav Shtayim, Shun Lo Yekadosh, and Shun Lav Degavayu. If Lo Yekadosh means all Tevas, and everything Tevas is going on everything, therefore, Tosfos argues on Rashi and says, the way we know that Tevas is by Behemoth, because by Pasuk of Behemoth says, Uvechol Behemoth, Loisitin Shchavtecha, which is after the Pasuk of Zachar. And therefore, it's a marba. Ubechol is marba, the pasuk before that. It says to Eva by both of them. Because Ubechol is attaching it to the pasuk of Zachar, and my Zachar says to Eva. So that's how it is. So again, what's the Gaya for us is that the Hazara, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is Lo Yeh Kaddish by Behemah. So it comes that Behemah has the same Hazara for Nishkav like Zachar. So basically, if you just count it up, by Sheikh and Ishka of Zachar and Sheikh and Ishka of Behema, there are three different lavin. There's a lav of Loy Sishkav by Zachar, there's Loy Yekadesh by the Nishkav, and Behema is the lav of V'chol Behema Lays Nishravtcha, and then Loy Yekadesh. Rabbi Kiva, remember, said Loy Sishachi, Loy Sishkav by Zachar. What does he do by Behema? The same thing. Rabbi Kiva, Ein Tzarach, Yehemar, Loy Sitin Shravtcha, Loy Sitin Shriva Secha. So both lavim are the same thing. And the reason why I'm speaking this out, because it's very negative for next Gemara. Zachar to Gemara, Habala Zachar, Behavior Lava Zachar. In the same helm, the same mistake, the same Shaygig, He's Baal HaZachar, and he brings the Zachar on him. So, are you Chayev two Chatois or one Chatois? Om Rav Avo, L'div Rav Shmuel, Chayev Shtayim, Chayev two. What are the two? The Zachar Le'Sishkav, and Lo Yeh Kodesh. Chodim Le'Sishkav, Chodim Le'Yeh Kodesh. The Rav Kiva, in Chayev L'Achas. Why? Le'Sishkav, Le'Sishachav, is one lab. Chodim is one lab. Another, Shaila Baal HaBahema, Ve'Behema Lov, Om Rav Avo, Ladivri Rabbi Shmuel Chayev Shtayim Chayev Two Chodo Malisidin Shchavtcha VeChodim Layi Kodesh For the Shoychem Neshkav Tuvim Van Lavim Ladivri Rabbi Kiva and Chayev Laachas Shchavtcha VeShchiva Secha Chodi It's One. So that's a Shita Rabba Vol. Abai is an argue. Abai Omar Afilu Ladivri Rabbi Shmuel Nami Einoi Chayev Laachas. You only Chayev One. Why? Because he argues on what we just said. The Chiksev Loyi Kodesh BeGavriksev. It doesn't, Loyi Kar is not going on Behema. Why? Because Behema is not called Nus. It's a Raya from Estan Zoyna, Mechir Kelev. Behema is not called Nus. It's in the same parasha of the Avera, but it's not called Nus. Nus is only with a person. This is called Stam a whack job. What?
Stam Tev.
Yeah, Stam Tev, exactly. Yeah? Tevelu. Yeah?
Only on Behema.
Only on Behema, exactly. Only on Behema. Only on the Behema part. That they said the Chayiv 2 is only on Behema he's arguing. The only problem is, El Rabbi Shmuel, Azaro Nishkav and Ole. Bislam Kiva says Shrivasukha. But now you're back Shver, Harris will learn at Nishkav. Nafgaloi from the Pasuk that says, Mikol Shaychev in Behema Moishumas. Imein Inyan Lishaychev, Tnu Inyan Lishkav. We said that already for the Oynish, but and we said it's an extra pasuk that we live in Nishkav, but now we're adding on the Afkir Chamon Nishkav. Why say Shoychev then? Say Nishkav. The Afkir Chamon Nishkav Loshon Shoychev. Ma Shoychev Oynish VeHizer. Just like Shoychev had the Oynish and Azara. Af Nishkav Oynish VeHizer. So it comes out the pasuk of the Oynish because Shoychev Mei Moishumas is a pasuk for the Oynish and the Azara. We learn from there. So now he says he argues on Behemoth Pot, but now we're going to have like a case where someone's Nirvala Zachar and Nirvala Behema. Let's say someone's Nirvala Zachar and Nirvala Behema. He was only the Nishkav for a Zachar and Nishkav for the Behema.
He's the passive partner.
Now remember, we said one man the Yomah said Lo Yekadosh. I just want to speak out that according to Rabbi, it learns out that Rishmol is not learning Lo Yekadosh. It was a Brisa that said Lo Yekadosh. So Rashi speaks out that he said V'hod Tanya Tanel El Lo Yekadosh. The Rav Chana Milsa Ika Azara is from this lab from Kol Sheikh from Behema. Okay, now, Nirvel Azachar, Nirvel Behema. So let's remember, out the students outside. So, if you hold all Lo Yeh Kaddish, it's all one lav. But if you hold one is Lo Yeh Kaddish, and one is the Kol Sheikh of Behema, from that learned Limud, so then it'll be two Taka. So it'll be the opposite. So Ravo, Divri Rabbi Kiva, Chayiv Shtayim, Chodom Loy Sishkav, V'chodom Loy Sitin Shchavetcha. Two Pesukim, one Pasuk by Azachar and Behema. Divri Rabbi Shmuel, Chayiv Al-Achas, because they're both Lo Yeh Kaddish, either Lo Yeh Kaddish. But if you have Abaya Omar, fill the very small name of Chayiv Shtayim. The Chsiv called Shoychev Mehema, Moishumas, Imeinil and Shoychev, Turin and Nishkav. If you have Abaya, it comes out of Chayiv 2 as well. Vavkon and Nishkav, Vlosh and Shoychev, Mas Shoychev and Shvezer, Av Nishkav and Shvezer. Aval Abal HaZochor, Vahevi Zochor Alov, Abal Behem, Vahevi Behem Alov. So here will be a case, you're only going to be Chayiv 3. Bein L'Ravo, Bein L'Abaya, L'Rabbi Shmuel Chayiv Shalosh, we give him Chayiv Shtayim. So let's figure this out. It's a Baal HaZachar, a Behema HaZachar on him, and a Behema and a Behema on him, right? So if you're a Bekiv, you only Chayiv two altogether. Loi Sishkav, Loi Sitir Shchavtcha, all the same parts. That's very Geshmak. If you're a Bishmol, you can only Chayiv three, Sai Fir Avo and Sai Fir Abaya. Well, let's figure this out. If you're a Avo, there's one Nishkav, there's one Liyah Kaddish, and then there's Zachar Loi Sishkav, and Loi Sitir Shchavtcha, altogether three. If you're a Abaya, also only Chayiv three. Why? Because you have Loi Sishkav, Loi Sitir Shchavtcha, then on the Zachar, you have Liyah Kaddish. But you don't have another lav for the Nishkav Behema, because that's just included in the Behema of Shoychev. Because we said, from the Pasuk called Shoychev Behema Yishimuas, why to pick out Shoychev? Say it's like a Nishkav and Shoychev are the same thing. So it's really only three lavim. So it comes out, even if you have baya, it can't be four. It'll only be three. If you do all four of these combinations, you can only be chayav three total, and if you have a kiva, you chayav two total. Zot gemara vayta. One more gemara to land on it, and then we're done. Zot gemara vayta. Tana rabbanim. It said in the brisa, zochar loy osu. The brisa is saying, we had before, a lashon in the gemara, it said that ish, it says ish, Ash Yishkev as Zohar. He said Zohar does not mean have to be a Gadol. It can mean Ben Gadol and Katan. We're going to qualify that idea. Torah Bonon. Zohar, also by Katan and Gadol. It's the Katan is not like Gadol. There is differences in ages when it comes to the Nishkav of the Zohar. But Behema, also by Katan and Gadol. By Behema, the Nishkav is always the same. The Behema is the Nishkav, it's you always Chayiv. My loy also by cotton gagodol, amarav, loy also bias pachos ben teisha shanim, ke ben teisha shanim. If the nishkav is a zachar, he has to be at least nine. If he's under nine, he's not chayiv. Vishmuel amar, no, you have to be over three. The zachar has to be over three. Loy also bias pachos ben shalosh, shanim, ke ben shalosh, shanim, ke ben shanim. What's the machlekes? Maika mifigi. Rav savar called the isa b'shoichev, isa b'nishkav. Anyone who has the ability to do a bia, which is a ben tes, could be a nishkav. We call the less of a shoychev, less of a nishkav. Any zocher doesn't have ability to do bia, he cannot be called a nishkav either. And under ben tes, doesn't have the ability. V'shmuel savar, mishkave isha ksiv, and just like by isha, ru'uya labia is three, and there here also, ru'uya labia is three. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if it's ben tes or three, and the Gemara says, that a Zohar has to be 9 years old. And actually, the next daf, it's a continuation of Brisa, but it's a completely different sugya about a behemoth like a darka. And we will continue the next year on top of the Nehem Aleph, in the middle of the Brisa. But the Brisa is a riot to Rav that the Shear is a Ben Teisha Shon of Yom Echad, that the Shear is nine. Of course, just as we say, a Sheikhev is Kanishkav, there has to be a Bar Sheikhev in order to be a Nishkav.